All right, if any child and children want to come up here, we'd love to have you. Well, welcome. You got the whole backpack. Love it. Oh, nope, he's gone. I scared him. Yo, what's up, guys? Good to see y'all. And this, of course, for everybody else, too. It's not just for them. Come on in, son. Come to the fold. No. Okay, so last week, do you guys remember what we talked about? What was the one commandment of the Ten Commandments we talked about? It's the fifth one, right? Yeah, obey your, honor your father and mother, for it is in the Lord, right? Good, yes. Now, what does God require of parents? So what's required of me based off that fifth commandment to my son? You remember? Yeah, exactly word for word. You're on it again. Using the authority and love for the good of their children, right? I'm not to just rule over and say, because I'm dad, he has to listen to me. It's because God commands us to raise our children. So I'm not saying, Maddie, don't listen to me. Listen to God. I'm here as an agent called by God to teach you that. Because they're a gift, right? So that's what we're supposed to do. Come on in. It's a good topic. Come on in. So let's go into some scripture first. But also with that, I'm going to go into some questions. So the scripture we're going to go over today is Exodus 20, verse 13. You guys got your Bibles? Maddie's got his right there. He's ready to go. Nah. And then Matthew 5, 21 through 22. So you guys want to turn to that if you got your Bibles. But the questions I'm going to ask you based off this, what did God forbid in the sixth commandment? So think about that. And how did Jesus apply the sixth commandment? So what did God forbid and how did Christ apply it? So the sixth commandment, we go to Exodus 20, 13. Long, long piece of scripture, but we're going to give me some time to read it. You shall not murder. That's it. Right to the point. Just like that, you shall not murder. Okay, but let's go more in depth. So in Matthew 5, 21 through 22, it says, you have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be guilty for the court. We see that today. We'll be with the justice system we talked about. If you murder, you will go to jail. But I say to you, here's Jesus, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother shall be guilty before the Sanhedrin. And whoever says you fool shall be guilty enough to go to the fiery hell. Woof. You listen to this, Maddie? Okay. So what did God forbid in the sixth commandment? Remember, sixth commandment, you shall not murder. So what did he forbid? Murder. Pretty easy to read, right? That's clear. It's literal. It's exactly what it means. Yes. He forbade destroying and taking of the innocent life. This includes all actions that would rule unfairly, like to rob, that would unfairly rob people of life and health. Okay, you're taking away something that's not yours. Now, how did Jesus apply that sixth commandment? Because remember, murdering is wrong. Like if I go and murder him, it's wrong. But what's another form of murder that he talked about in there? What's deeper than just the behavior? It's from the heart, right? So if I have anger with my brother or anger with someone, in that sense, that's also murder. It's pretty deep. Jesus went right to the heart. He didn't worry about the behavior. That's what we have the issue with. So with those said, the main idea that I want to kind of get to you guys today is that we are to promote and protect human life through Christ. Promote and protect human life through Christ. And so we're going to get into a little tricky topic right now, but I want to run this through you. So listen carefully. Have you ever heard people say they are pro-life? You guys ever heard that phrase before? Yeah? Maybe through TV, social media, somewhere? So they usually mean that they are against abortion. And that's a hard topic to hear, but it's the truth of what the world says today. That abortion is the murder of babies who have not been born yet and are still in their mother's belly. Hard things to hear. The world is very wicked in that sense. But God's people ought to be pro-life in every way. Okay? Every way. But what the sixth commandment teaches us, that is that we are to be pro-life, like I said, in every way. The command comes to us by telling us what we should not do. Right? It says, we shall not murder. So how do we respond with that? If we don't murder them, what do we do to those people? Forgive them. We're kind to them. So in that unique, it says what not to do, but here's what we should do. But you're right. So, for example, when God tells us not to destroy human life, he's telling us to help grow and protect human life, right? Good. That's really, you guys are on it. So God has given us bodies. So let's go bring it back to the Imago Dei, which is the image of God. So he's given us bodies that he wants us to take care of, okay? It might sound, let's say, for example, it might sound fun to eat sprinkled donuts. You guys already eat sprinkled donuts? I'm sure you have. It's delicious, right? I haven't had one in 7 years. I miss it. It's right here. But it sounds fun to eat, right? But sprinkled donuts for every meal. But it wouldn't be helping life grow in our bodies, right? In the sense, physically. It might sound fun to stay up all night and never sleep. What happens when you stay up more than two nights? You guys ever done that before? Stay up like 48 hours straight? Yeah? You've done it? You've done it? Yeah? Exactly. Why do we get tired, right? We have to go to bed. He's on it. My son is on it today. But yeah, so if it sounds fun to stay up all night, man, it'd be great to stay up all night. But eventually, it would wear our bodies out, our mental, physical, even spiritual, and it would eventually kill us. Because what do we need? We need rest. We need sleep. Okay? So God calls to love other people, which means we also look out for their well-being, right? Remember, what was the second commandment said? Love your neighbor, right? We look out for those around us. We see people hurting and wishing life could be over. We should try to bring encouragement to them. Okay? We see people tired and worn out. You know, what do we tell them? We should try to bring rest and refreshment to them. So you see the theme. Something's going negative, let's bring more of a positive approach to what Scripture says about those. We see people angry with one another. There it is, that murder in the heart, right? We should try to bring peace. So we need to watch against hatred in our hearts because Jesus says that's where murder begins. Right? Can you guys tell me what the first murder was in the Bible? Cain and Abel. How interesting, right? Why did he murder his brother? He was jealous because God preferred his offering, right? And he was jealous with the rest. So that anger in his heart for jealousy came, and you know how he solved it, right? He killed him. That's what Jesus is warning about too. So Jesus never had hatred like this in his heart. So there's our example, right? But he knew what it was like to be hated, right? Because he told us that the world would hate him. The world would hate you because they hated me first. He was betrayed by a hateful friend. Do you know who the hateful friend was? Remember? Judas. Okay. He was arrested and falsely accused by hateful leaders. Sanhedrin, the Pharisees all hated him. He was stripped naked, beaten, mocked, and spat on by hateful guards. Okay. Jesus was murdered on the cross. And was not the unfair anger of people, but it was the fair anger of God for our sin. Remember, he was pleased that he was being punished on the cross in that sense, because he bore our sin and took that from us. Okay? We, all of us, deserve God's anger because of our hateful hearts and actions. Okay? We were born with a sin nature, right? We have that hateful heart in us. But watch this. But Jesus swallowed up God's anger on the cross so we can have life. Praise God. So when we receive that life from him through repentance and faith, believing in him, we find strength and encouragement to always live for human life in all places, right? Life is precious. God warns us about how life is precious. We see the death of Cain and Abel, how that was a very devastating thing. And he took it seriously, right? So with that said, let me ask you three more questions based off what we read, right? So if God is telling us not to destroy human life in the sixth commandment, what is he telling us to do instead? Yeah, protect it, provide, to help grow and protect our lives and the lives of others. Beautiful. That's exactly it. Now, what is that? So what is it that leads someone to murder another person? What makes them lead to that?
Hatred.
Ooh, that's quick. Yes. A heart full of ungodly hatred or anger. Yeah. When people are mean to us and do not give us what we want, we often grow angry towards them, right? I'm sure you've all been there. I have been there many a time. We must be watchful of our hearts and take our anger to Jesus. I can't tell you how many times it's so easy to fall into that, in our anger, right? What does the Scripture tell us to do? Examine ourselves in the faith constantly, checking ourselves how we are reacting. Let the Scripture be the mirror to us to see if we're really showing brotherly love or acting out in anger. Outbursts of anger, right? My son does that sometimes. That's a sin. I got to correct that. I do it too sometimes. But that's where the Scriptures show us who we are really. So how does taking our anger to Jesus Help us to love and seek the good of those who harm us. Yeah, right? That's very, thank you. We are reminded, beautiful, that we are reminded that Jesus, what he went through, right? He was mistreated. He was murdered, okay? But what did he do? He loved his enemies. After all he went through, he still loved us. So on top of that, by suffering the full anger of God, he made a way for us to be saved. We know that's the gospel. He died for those who hated him, okay? If Jesus showed that kind of love to us, how can we not show that love to our enemies? And that's pretty hard. It's not easy. I get up in the morning some days, and truth be told, there's some people I dislike at times, right? It's hard. But this is what Christ says. If he can show love to his enemies, why can't we? So that's why we don't murder. That's what the law says. It brings joy to us to delight in the Lord's law. And so we don't murder anyone. We hold the glory of God through the image of, that we are made in the image of God, right? We're image bearers of him. So murder is wrong in the heart and physically too. So let's go ahead and go into prayer. Appreciate you guys listening. Father, we come before you and thank you again for this time of study. May we take hold of what these commandments said, that we take delight in your law, that it brings joy to the people. It's a standard that we know we're not saved by it, but it shows us of our sin, that murder is wrong, murder of every life in every way. And we thank you for being a just and righteous God who is perfect in love, perfect in wrath, and perfect in every aspect, who knows everything that's going on and sees the world as it is. We trust in you and praise you for all that you do, Lord. And it's in your name we pray, amen.